I am kind of the freak neighbor, but not really the freak level.
Well, what do you do?
I just screw with people. Well, I got college kids for neighbors, and, you know, you're in college, you're supposed to do wild and stupid stuff. So, you know, they'll be throwing a party, and they'll, like, turn the radio down at, like, 12 o'clock because they're somewhat considerate.
Yeah.
And I'll go over and just screw with them, ask them to turn it back one song and turn it up a little more because I was listening to it. Just random stuff like that.
Nice.
I kept one of them from getting his car towed. They're good kids.
Yeah. Look at you. Sticking up for the Utes.
Yeah, I try.
Well, good for you, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep, have a good one.
Stooks in the morning, got a freak neighbor story for us?
Good morning.
Hey.
I have a story for you.
Great.
Do you remember, it's been, about 3 years ago, the guy, his name was Douglas Belt in Wichita, and he had beheaded a woman?
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Okay. When I was little, I grew up in McPherson. He and his, well, it'd be his ex-wife now, lived across the street from us. And he used to take my brother and I and their kids, he'd take us, all of us, fishing and all of that. Taught me how to gut a fish.
Wow.
And at the time, none of us, he was the nicest man you would have ever met in the whole world. And, you know, come to find out, here he was, the I-70 rapist and all of this and that, you
yeah.
know, and had beheaded this woman. And here I'd grown up with his kids and you know, taught us, you know, he was handy with a knife. We always knew he was handy with a knife.
Yeah, I guess,
and,
so,
you know, like I said, he taught me how to gut a fish and all this and that. And
so do you still gut fish or not?
No.
I wouldn't either.